This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
This is Julia D'Amico reading Not in Oz Anymore. No one knew there had been a fifth witch. Blame Lyman Baum, if you like, or just chalk it up to the fact that Witch of the Midwest sounds neither scary nor reassuring. Seriously, it conjures the image of someone coaxing casserole after casserole out of an oven that couldn't produce enough heat to roast a child. Not that she would roast a child, mind you, but she's heard there was a witch in this world who was famous for such things. It makes you think of an old woman in homespun hobble skirts and a ridiculous hat. And okay, her face isn't green or covered in warts, and her tits still retain their youthful perkiness. She's not a day over 300 after all. But no one's going to accept that her cheery, "Yeah, sure, you betcha," holds as much power as a charmed kiss, or believe that when she wields her wooden spoon and tells you to scoot away now, pesky child, it has as much malice as a shaking broom. And your little dog, too. Still, travel via cyclone is hardly reliable, and the one thing you learn as a witch, even the fifth forgotten witch, is you gotta bloom where you're planted, don't you know? And so she does. But not in Kansas. Because really? Kansas? Grasshoppers and wheat fields are just not her thing. Instead, she settles in Minnesota, where she's attracted to places called Blue Earth and Faribault. She finds love with a tall wizard named Paul, who has a pet ox. Odd choice for a familiar. "That's different," she said, upon first meeting the creature. "Babe isn't really blue, of course. He has the same coloring as a blue healer, all silver gray and kind of mystical." "You're different," Paul countered. Well, that wasn't far from the truth. So, when he'd had his fill with adventuring, they settled down and started the first organic farm on the American prairie with a first-year yield that was positively magical. And if, during the summer when they ran their farm stand out on the interstate, she had this tendency to loom behind buyers and demand, "So what you doing?" No one objected. Because she might have traded her pointy black hat for a straw model with a wide brim, but they knew, especially the children, that she was something other. A witch is still a witch, after all. And she's not in Oz anymore.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.